For me, like probably for a lot of you, music is a source of light, especially during those really dark times. You know, sometimes you'll put on that really sappy song and you'll cry it out, or other times you'll put on that amazing merengue or reggaeton beat and you'll just dance it out. Either way, music has always been a place of comfort and inspiration. But music can also be disruptive and deeply political. Take, for example, the story of Chilean folk singer Víctor Jara. In the 1960s and 70s, Víctor Jara used his platform to speak out against violence and to sing about peace and social justice. Later, he was tortured and killed during the military coup that placed dictator Augusto Pinochet into power precisely because of his music. Jara's execution in 1973 sent a chilling message to others who opposed the dictatorship, but it didn't completely silence them. A group of punk teenagers took that horrific moment and they used it to fuel their fight against the oppressive regime. From Santiago, Chile, reporter Elizabeth Troval has the story of how one punk band who was born out of combating a dictatorship lived to tell the tale.
Los Prisioneros began playing together in high school in the early 80s. Augusto Pinochet had been in power for nearly a decade by then. Over the years, thousands of Chileans had disappeared and been executed. Many fled the country.
Pinochet era una presencia constante en ese tiempo.
That's Los Prisioneros guitarist Claudio Narea. He says Pinochet was a constant presence back then, and for a while, people couldn't really protest. In some ways, he says, his band began playing around the time when more protests started to happen. These protests would get pretty rough, deadly even. Ironically, when the band first got together, they were not as politically aware as you'd think. They were just music nerds. While their classmates were drinking, smoking, and listening to disco, Claudio, Jorge Gonzalez, and Miguel Tapia did the opposite. They were teetotaling rebels, obsessed with punk. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls.
Principalmente The Clash nos influyó mucho. Canciones con contenido social.
We were very influenced by The Clash and their social commentary. We realized that their songs were about the problems in England, and we saw that Chile was much worse. So that motivated us to write songs about what was happening here. The band started writing songs that critiqued the status quo. When people told them that their name, The Prisoners, was too provocative, they didn't really care. They were too naive to be scared.
Confiado en el sentido que pensamos que a nosotros no nos iba a pasar nada. Pero siendo que a otros sí les pasó, como a Víctor Jara, que era muy famoso, y le pasó.
At the time, we didn't think anything would happen to us, even though it definitely could have, Claudia says. Like with Víctor Jara. Jara was a famous Chilean folk singer killed at the start of Pinochet's regime. In 1984, the boys came out with their first album, The Voice of the 80s. Most radio stations wouldn't give them airtime, so fans would share the songs through cassette tapes, which were easy to copy and give to friends. Then the band received a game-changing invitation to play at the annual telethon on national television. All of Chile would be watching. And they start singing. Something big is on the horizon, you can feel it. The punks are shaking things up. And then suddenly, the music stops. The TV screen goes green. A commercial pops up.
Ahí en otro momento nos empezamos a dar cuenta de que parecía que a alguien le preocupaba el éxito de los prisioneros.
In that moment, we knew that someone was worried about our success, Claudio says. And Pinochet had a reason to be worried.
Creo que la censura finalmente le da valor al mensaje de ellos. El mismo hecho que hayan...
That's Chilean director Jordi Box. He says the censorship actually gave the band's message more power.
Sacaron del aire que este grupo con sus canciones iba a hacerle perder el miedo a la población.
Jordi says Los Prisioneros helped people stop being so afraid. The band pushed the limits. Chileans loved their anti-establishment lyrics and sang along. Meanwhile, the dictatorship faced growing opposition. Then, in 1988, it all came down to a vote. Chileans would decide whether or not to keep Pinochet in power.
Porque sin la dictadura, la alegría va a llegar. Porque pienso en el futuro, voy a decir que no.
Huge media campaigns promoting both sides swept the nation. And then, at a press conference right before their big tour, the band's lead singer Jorge González says he'll vote no to Pinochet.
Era una gira de 40 ciudades, hicimos 7. Y después el resto, no hay permiso, y se acabó.
Claudio says they had planned to tour 40 cities, but ended up only playing 7. The government didn't let them play anywhere else. The band was broke. They couldn't promote their album, and they didn't want corporate sponsorship. But they kept playing anyway. Los Prisioneros became a voice of the No movement. In October 1988, the No campaign won, meaning there would be no more dictatorship. Pinochet said he would respect the results of the vote and step down. And he did, in 1990, when free elections brought a new president to power.
Reconozco y acepto el veredicto mayoritario expresado en el día de ayer por la ciudadanía.
No digo que gracias.
Jordi, the Chilean director, says Los Prisioneros can't take all the credit for Pinochet stepping down, but who knows what would have happened if they hadn't been around.
Pero quién sabe si quizá habría ganado el sí.
The members of Los Prisioneros have each gone their own direction, but their music keeps on bringing people together. They've even inspired a tribute band, Los Sudacas. Los Sudacas are playing at a free public concert in Santiago's Plaza de Armas Square. It's Friday after work, and Chileans of all ages gather around the stage. Roxana Atavales and her daughter Michelle Diaz are rocking out. Roxana was 8 years old when the dictatorship began. When she started to listen to Los Prisioneros in her early 20s, it helped her let go.
No, para mí se me abrió como un campo de alegría.
For me, it opened up a world of joy. Singing along, I felt free of everything that was happening, she says. At home, Roxana still has a Prisioneros' first tape a friend gave to her 20 years ago. She guards it with her life. Roxana's daughter Michelle says her mom taught her a lot about what happened during the dictatorship through the music. Michelle knows she's living in a different Chile, one where life isn't perfect, but it's a lot freer than it used to be when her mom was her age. They're both grateful to Los Prisioneros for helping make that happen.
To Elizabeth Troval for that story.